All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, there are basically 2 months already in the book of the 2017 Major League Baseball season. And with that said, there are some teams that are off to some good starts. And I'm looking at the Houston Astros, the Washington Nationals, Colorado Rockies, and New York Yankees, who are all showing that they are for real, as they are right there sitting close to, if not at the top, of their respective divisions. But what about those teams who are underachieving? And I look at the Chicago Cubs. I mean, this is a team, right now they find themselves in second place in the National League Central. They are the defending World Series champions, and right now they're hovering around 500. And, you know, I've said it before, right now the Cubs are the victim of a World Series hangover. You look at the fact that they're not getting the timely hitting that they did last year. And on top of that, more importantly, they have to accept the fact that every time they take the field this year, it's going to be the World Series for their opponent, because they are the litmus test. And on top of that, all offseason, all the Cubs heard every single place that they went was how good that they are. So now it's a situation, if you're Chicago, you know, you got to go out there and you got to bring it and you got to get back down to it. And on top of that, all of the other teams in the league, you know, have spent this time trying to improve and trying, you know, to get to the level of the Chicago Cubs. And you look at the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals, they're not making life easy for the Cubs in that National League Central. Of course, the Cubs had that tough road series out west last week where they went winless. And I mean, I know that manager Joe Maddon tried to go with the whole Anchorman theme, and it backfired on them this time. But I look at the Cubs, you know, there is still plenty of time for them to turn it around and find some of that championship resolve in this season. Staying in the National League, you look at the New York Mets, and this is a team right now, they are 24-31. They're tied for third place in the National League East. They're 11 games behind the first place Washington Nationals. And I mean, it's been tough for the Mets. I mean, injuries throughout the season to their starting rotation, to their lineup. And I mean, the fact that you don't have Noah Syndergaard, the fact that you don't have Yoenis Cespedes, and the fact that you don't have your closer in Jeurys Familia is saying a lot about this team, as they are simply struggling. You also look at the Texas Rangers. This was another team like the Mets and the Cubs. They were a playoff team each of the last 2 years. But right now the Rangers find themselves with a record of 26-31, and they are 15 games behind the Houston Astros for first place in the AL West after they were swept over the weekend at the hands of the Astros. And you look at the Rangers, they've had a slow start and they've never really been able to recover from it. They had that winning streak, but when you start as bad as they do, it just makes things tougher for you. They finally got Adrian Beltre back, but I mean, if you're the Rangers, you're not catching the Astros right now. So it's a situation where you got to look at the wild card spot. And I also want to look at the Cleveland Indians. This is a team, they were one game away, or one victory away, from being World Series champions last year, and it all fell apart for them. Right now, Cleveland is only 3 games of over 500. They're a game behind the first-place Minnesota Twins in the AL Central, and that is a shock. And I look at the Indians, they simply have not clicked. It seems like every time that the Indians are ready to get on a tear, they regress. And at some point, for this bunch that's managed by Terry Francona, it has to kick in. But like the Cubs in the National League Central, competition in the AL Central has really beefed up this year, because you look at the Twins, you look at the Detroit Tigers, who are right there, and they're not going to make things easy for the Indians, so they're going to have to buckle down. I think the Indians have the ability to get it turned around. I think the Cubs have the ability to get it turned around. But I look at the Mets and the Rangers, and it might be a little bit tougher for them because you look at the holes that both of these teams are in respectively, and these are veteran teams, and at some point, you got to get it going. So I think for both the Mets and the Rangers, these next 5 or 6 weeks before we get to the All-Star break are going to be very, and I mean very important for these respective clubs to determine whether or not they are going to be buyers or sellers at MLB's trade deadline. So this is a very important stretch for them. It's also going to be a very important stretch for the Indians and Cubs as they want to try to get some momentum going here in the remainder of the first half of the season. But these are some of the more disappointing clubs here in 2017 in the MLB season, but luckily for all four of them, there is still plenty of time to get it turned around. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.